In fact, if the pain that results from betrayal is dismissed and the damage ignored, without the betrayer taking action to restore a sense of safety in the relationship, the partner will feel a sense of perpetual threat. Emily, when I read those words, they struck me down to my core, and I felt myself choking up a little bit. When I started to realize that I was a part of that, when I was not completely truthful straight out, when I dropped the verbal vomit bomb on you and our senior pastor, but didn't get everything out, having to come back and revisit it over and over again, left you in this state of perpetual threat.
Has your marriage been shattered by sexual betrayal? Are you wondering if it's possible to save your marriage, or even if you want to?
Your story matters, and there is hope for your marriage through Christ Jesus. Welcome to Beyond Broken Vows podcast. I'm Johnny.
I'm Emily.
And friends, we've been where you are.
Our marriage vows were shattered by adultery fueled by pornography, but through a commitment to recovery, our faith in God, and our hope for redemption, we set out on a journey of healing. Now our marriage is better than we ever could have imagined, and we give God all the glory.
On our show, we'll talk through difficult topics, infidelity, porn addiction, recovery, and more. So if you're ready to move from pain-filled todays into hope-filled tomorrows, grab your favorite beverage and spend a little time with us.
Marriage is redeemed.
Hearts renewed.
On Beyond Broken Vows podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Beyond Broken Vows podcast. We are your hosts, Johnny and Emily Spiegelmeyer.
Yes, hello, everyone. We're glad you're joining us again today, especially if you heard our episode last week and know that we're talking about full therapeutic disclosures.
Yes, we have had many of our listeners who have been contacting us and asking us about how to move forward when you can't really seem to get the truth. And out of that, we inadvertently stumbled upon full therapeutic disclosures.
Yes.
So that's going to be our topic for today. And we have a lot of good information that we want to share on that subject.
Yes, because we agree that betrayed spouses do deserve the truth. And betraying spouses need to be free from their secrets.
That's right.
That's why we want to introduce the concept of therapeutic disclosure and polygraph as tools to help marriages that are broken by sexual betrayal to heal.
Because of the pain that we hear from our listeners, we basically have taken a crash course in what therapeutic disclosures are. And so we're going to take a little bit about what we have learned and share that with our listeners today, so that they can have just a basic framework of what they are and how important they can be in helping both the betrayed and the betrayer move forward in healing and even, dare we hope, for intimacy.
Yes, that's the ultimate goal, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is. So you may be thinking right now that you want to stay married, but you don't know if you and your spouse can overcome the devastation of your covenant that was broken by sexual betrayal. You can't imagine your marriage surviving the fallout of this traumatic event. We want you to know that you can't do this on your own. You're going to need some help.
Yes, our coaching program, Beyond Betrayal Breakthrough, will help you and your spouse navigate the pain of betrayal and the feelings of shame, guilt, unworthiness, abandonment, and rejection that threaten to overwhelm you and your spouse. We'll show you how to surrender it all to Jesus and give you strategies to learn how to set healthy boundaries, open lines of honest communication, navigate emotional challenges, and rebuild trust so you can move forward into the new marriage God desires for you.
So head on over to coaching.beyondbrokenvows.com right now so that we can help you get unstuck and on the path of healing and recovery to experience the wonder of what God has in store for your marriage. That's coaching.beyondbrokenvows.com.
My betrayed sisters, if you were given the opportunity to learn the truth about your spouse's sexual betrayal, would you take it?
My fellow brother betrayers, if there was a safe and judgment-free environment where you could get all your secrets out and alleviate your burden of shame, would you go for it?
Would you both be willing to do all it takes to reveal and know the truth?
Emily, to be able to reveal and know the whole truth is really what we're trying to get down to with a therapeutic disclosure. And I just want to say at the outset that this was not the path that we took.
Right.
We didn't even know that therapeutic disclosures were even available.
Yeah, we had never heard of it
No.
until recently, actually.
That's right. You know, when we did our recovery, we went to relationship therapy and counseling. And by God's grace, we got what we needed.
Right.
But the more that we have learned about therapeutic disclosures, we understand that we really missed some things. And again, it really has been God's grace that has brought us this far. But because now we've been made aware of this, I think you and I both feel a very real responsibility to share this with our listeners.
Yes, because on this side of recovery, Johnny, we look back and wish we would have known about these tools that we're going to talk about today.
Right. There were lots of things that in the disclosure process, which I initiated in my sense of doing what I believed to be right at the time. But the way that I gathered together our senior pastor and you and myself in his office and just sort of verbally vomited all over the both of you, it really did some damage to you.
Yes.
And it also did some damage to our senior pastor because neither one of you really knew what was coming.
Yeah, I think we were both clueless.
Yeah.
Didn't understand that,
right,
the depth of what you were about to tell us.
Yes, and you were sharing with me just a bit ago that as we were talking about how necessary the process is that we're going to unfold, that after the first major bomb dropped in my disclosure to you, you didn't hear what was happening after that.
I did have some gaps in my memory for sure, because that trauma that someone experiences when they hear those kinds of things being revealed, your body kind of goes into a shock.
Right.
And your mind stops functioning. You stop hearing and you stop being able to absorb information.
Then as time went by, you remembered that you had some questions based on gaps and you started asking me questions. What started happening then?
Well, yeah, I started to ask you some clarifying questions and you weren't giving me the whole truth.
Right.
We call it a leaky tire. You were giving me bits and pieces after that for several months.
And it was re-traumatizing you every time. And I say re-traumatizing because you would get this information. It was devastating. You had to figure out how to deal with it. You get some semblance of understanding of it. You start to try to move forward. And then you get another piece of information. Bam! And you're going down again.
Yes, it was a very not fun roller coaster ride there.
Right.
So, yeah, I think if we had been able to take advantage of this process of a full therapeutic disclosure, it would have been very helpful, and we probably would have avoided some of the pain.
I dare say that that's absolutely true. So we are ready to get into today's content. Before we do, Emily, would you please pray us into this?
I will. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to share this really important information with those who are listening. Father, betrayal is brutal, and nobody is prepared for it. So we are just really thankful that we have found folks who have studied this and have used it with people successfully and have given them tools and a path that's a little bit more healthy than the way we experienced it. But we are still grateful, Father, that you did rescue us and redeem us even without these tools. But Lord, what a blessing to be able to share them with others now. So thank you, and I pray that as we go through this, you would help us to give this information in a clear and concise way. Thank you for all you do for us, Father, and all you have done for us and what you will do in the future. We're grateful. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Emily, so much. So I came across the book by Dr. Barbara Steffens and Marsha Means titled Your Sexually Addicted Spouse, and in it is this quote. In fact, if the pain that results from betrayal is dismissed and the damage ignored, without the betrayer taking action to restore a sense of safety in the relationship, the partner will feel a sense of perpetual threat. Emily, when I read those words, they struck me down to my core, and I felt myself choking up a little bit.
Why is that, honey?
When I started to realize that I was a part of that, when I was not completely truthful, straight out, when I dropped the verbal vomit bomb on you and our senior pastor, but didn't get everything out, just having to come back and revisit it over and over again left you in this state of perpetual threat until such time that I was becoming more forthright, more honest, more rigorously honest about just ferreting out all of the lies. Were you able to feel like you got down to the truth and able to move forward? What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, it makes me feel really good that that affects you so deeply because it means that you understand my pain. And that empathy for me is so important for my healing. And you're right, that was very damaging to hear that information coming out little by little over time and then having to be corrected because of the lies. So I really agree with what they're saying here about that perpetual threat. I did feel threatened all the time. I did feel unsafe. And we want to help prevent that as much as possible for those who are listening. And that's why we want to introduce the concept of full therapeutic disclosure today.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to talk a little bit about what a full therapeutic disclosure is not. What is a full therapeutic disclosure? Why use these tools? And then when to do a full therapeutic disclosure. So, would you tell us what a full therapeutic disclosure is not?
Well, first of all, it's not a witch hunt. It's not to try to expose the betrayer as a liar and a horrible person. And it's not punishment. It's not something where you're cracking the whip
Right.
over the betrayer and making them feel attacked.
Yeah, that's right, Emily. It is so easy to jump to that conclusion when somebody is asking you to fill out a form and do this formal thing, telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth, to feel a sense of anxiety about having to do this. Like, they're going to just destroy me with this information. Your marriage is shattered at this point. And you don't really even know if you're going to stay married, and the information that you divulge could be damaging in a divorce case, things like this. And it's a totally scary thing. And that's why at the outset, we wanted to say that it is not a witch hunt and it is not intended for punishment. If a full therapeutic disclosure is used for punishment purposes, it is not being used properly.
That's right. And the other thing that we do want to make mention of is that it's not a magic bullet.
No.
It's just a really good tool.
That's right. There are no guarantees with any part of the process because we are human beings. We have the capacity to scuttle our own healing as well as the healing of others because we're not being fully cooperative.
So, Johnny, you go ahead and tell us what is a full therapeutic disclosure?
Well, here's the $10 version. A full therapeutic disclosure is a comprehensive record detailing the addict's sexual history compiled under the supervision of a qualified sex addiction counselor. And that is absolutely imperative when going into the process of looking through your entire sexual history, writing everything down, that you're doing it under the guidance of a sex addiction therapist, a CSAT, or a counselor who can help guide you through the process. So if this sounds even remotely familiar, it's because in Sex Addicts Anonymous, we do the very same thing with our recovery group in our very first step, in our step one. We do this very thing. And so when you and I were hearing that it is the very first step in a full therapeutic disclosure, I was like, yes, I get it. I understand why a full therapeutic disclosure is such a good thing and how healing it can be and how remarkable it can be, not just for the betrayed who is getting the information that she deserves, but for the betrayer who is finally starting to offload some of the shame and guilt that he's been carrying for years, possibly most of his life.
Right. And the other thing that the full therapeutic disclosure includes is the wife and her professional support for her part of the process.
Yes, it is important for both the betrayer and the betrayed, the husband and the wife, to have therapeutic representation to help guide each one of them through their own part of this process.
Right.
So why would we even want to use a full therapeutic disclosure?
There are a lot of reasons, but mostly we wanted to just bring out the fact that it builds a foundation for the future of a marriage based on transparency, vulnerability, and rigorous honesty.
And if a full therapeutic disclosure is done correctly, it points toward intimacy. It starts to build that foundation, and its purpose is to bring healing to both spouses.
It's really interesting because the wife is the one who needs that information. But in the process of the husband telling her, he gets healing as well.
Yes. And I remember how much better, even in my, now I will call it, botched disclosure, I felt a genuine sense of relief that all those secrets that I was carrying with me were finally out. So just to clarify, I didn't leave out any facts in my disclosure that day. What I left out were details, and I didn't elaborate on those until later. I wasn't completely truthful. I was only sharing partial truth. I'm so glad that I finally gave into it. Now that we're learning about these therapeutic disclosures, I can look back and say, yes, yes, that's it. That was the key.
Yeah, that was the key. The full truth. Because you can't build a foundation in marriage without truth. And this tool will help ferret out the truth.
Yes, that's right. So, Emily, when would be the best time to do a full therapeutic disclosure?
Well, we've been learning that there's many schools of thought on that. And it goes anywhere from doing it early within the first 3 to 6 months to
right.
maybe 6 months to a year. Since we've been through betrayal, we agree with those who think sooner the better.
Absolutely. So when we were researching this topic, we found two major reasons to advocate for sooner rather than later. First and foremost is that if you wait 6 months to a year, that's 6 months to a year that the betrayed spouse is not getting the information that she needs and she's still in the dark, feeling unsafe and unable to make decisions.
Yes, betrayal hurts more than we can ever put into words, but the lies hurt worse.
Yes. And the second major reason is that the betrayer is still holding on to all of that information that he hasn't shared, just waiting for the looming day when he can finally offload that. So he's carrying a lot of shame and guilt with him in the midst of discovery already. And waiting that long prolongs that difficulty. So getting into a place where you can do it sooner rather than later is certainly where you and I fall in this spectrum. But there are some criteria to take into consideration. And did you want to share those today?
It's important that the acting out has stopped.
Yes.
That recovery has started.
Yes.
And that the couple wants to stay married.
That's so important.
If the couple doesn't really intend to stay married, there's no reason for disclosure.
That's right. Emily, the whole idea of a therapeutic disclosure is that there is an intention to work it out.
Yes, these are tools for moving forward, and a couple serious about staying married would find these kinds of tools very helpful, I think.
I agree.
So, we're just going to briefly outline what's involved in a full therapeutic disclosure, and we've narrowed it down to three major steps. So, the first thing we want to talk about is the disclosure. The disclosure is from the betrayer to the betrayed.
Right.
And we're going to talk about it in the sense that the husband is the betrayer. And the wife is the betrayed.
That's correct.
So there is prep work that goes into this.
Yes.
There's several different ways that we understand this can be done. But the prep work involves the husband and his therapist, and also the wife and her therapist.
Right.
It's very important for them each to have representation.
Yes, because you certainly don't want the same therapist working with both the betrayer and the betrayed.
Ideally, right.
Ideally, that's correct. So the prep work for the betrayer, his therapist is going to walk him through the process of what needs to be disclosed, which is going to be his entire sexual history. There's going to be an encouragement to leave out shame talk. leaving out anything that looks like anger or justification, but to put in all the details that can be remembered. Now, sometimes the prep work involves a full sexual history as far back as can be remembered, but sometimes the betrayed wife only wants the history that is involved in the marriage.
Right. And the wife is the one who actually guides that.
Right.
She's the one who needs the answers, and so she gets to know as much or as little as she wants to.
And that's what her therapist helps her to do.
Yes.
We got a speak pipe from one of our listeners explaining some of the behaviors of her husband, and she was saying statements like, but that's okay. He did this, but that's okay. It's really this that I want to deal with, but he did that, but that's okay. And none of it's okay.
No, it's not.
Betrayal is betrayal, and none of it is okay.
Exactly. So her therapist would help her make her list of questions, help her prepare for what she might hear. She'll help her figure out a plan for self-care before, during, and after the disclosure. The other tool that we have learned might be very useful is called infidelity polygraph.
I'm really glad that you said it that way, infidelity polygraph. The reason why I know you said it that way is because it's very different than a criminal polygraph.
It is very different, and not all polygraph examiners know how to do this.
That's correct.
So it's very important to find one who is skilled in betrayal polygraph.
And the really good ones are the ones who want to get to the truth so that healing can begin.
Yes.
Not to try to ferret skeletons out of closets just so that they can know that they got all the truth out.
Of course, polygraph is optional. It's not a requirement, but it is a good idea.
Yes.
You know, Johnny, whenever we learned that that was something that betrayed wives asked for, I was like, wow, really?
Right.
I had not heard about that before, and I didn't know really how I would feel about that to ask you to do that.
Right.
Especially this far out now, 5 years. And, you know, the jury's still out on that, actually.
Right. We were actually talking about this a little bit ago, and you asked me how I would feel about doing a polygraph, even this far down the road of recovery, where you and I actively work toward rigorous honesty, vulnerability, and transparency. I admit that I'm still nervous, apprehensive, or even a little anxious about doing it, because if the polygrapher is really good at drawing the truth out for the purpose of healing, I may not know that there's something else in there banging around that I am consciously unaware of. Because as of right now, I believe I've told you everything. I can walk around every day literally with a clear conscience because I'm unaware of anything else. But I'm willing to understand that with the damage that I did to myself with pornography and masturbation and extramarital relationships over the years, that I did some damage and maybe buried some things.
Yeah, so that's a little bit scary, I'm sure.
Honestly, I wouldn't even say that I would be scared of it, but very anxious. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it does cause everyone a little bit of angst to tell secrets.
We were listening to an interview with a very well-known polygrapher. He said that 90% of those who come in for infidelity polygraphs pass them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because they're ready to cooperate. They understand what they're doing. They're ready to finally get all their secrets out, and they're ready to tell everything. So he's not in there having to try to draw things out. The participant is willing already to give it up. The polygraph is just a verification of the betrayer's willingness to want to give up all the information,
mm-hmm.
and which is good because that means then the betrayed spouse, the wife, stands the best chance of getting the complete truth.
Yes, the polygraph is for verifying that what was disclosed was true and complete.
Yes.
So after disclosure has happened and a polygraph, if that's being used, then comes a letter of impact.
This is so important.
This is her letter to him.
And this is another thing you did not get the opportunity for.
Yes, it's an opportunity for a wife to tell her husband How has betrayal hurt her? Now, I told you how your betrayal hurt me over and over and over again,
Right.
but I didn't do it in a formal way in a letter.
Or guided by a therapist who was helping you craft this letter, helping you get all of the information out about how you really felt.
Right, because it sometimes is very difficult to put into words how we feel. And what goes into this letter is not only how the betrayer has hurt his spouse, it also gives her an opportunity to enumerate her losses.
So when you say losses, can you elaborate a little more on that?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many losses in betrayal. Really, betrayal causes the death of a marriage, and you have to grieve that. And there's a lot of loss that goes along with death. The things that a betrayed wife loses are things like safety, security, things that she used to take for granted. They're not there anymore. She lost them. Memories of events over their lifetime together that are tainted now by the reality of sexual addiction and infidelity. Her reality is completely shattered. She has lost the ability to understand what is real and what isn't real.
Right.
And she can lose her confidence. And there's many more losses that we will probably talk about in another episode.
You know, that sounds like a whole lot to try to enumerate, and punctuates for me why it would be necessary for the betrayed spouse to have a therapist help guide her through that process.
Yes. Yes, I think it would be a difficult task to do on your own. So really, what this letter does is it helps to validate her pain. She gets to read this letter in front of witnesses, her husband and both therapists. And it really gives her a sense of being heard.
Yes, I could see that. So the third step of the process now is the letter of restitution. So the disclosure has happened, possibly a polygraph, a letter of impact from the wife to the husband enumerating her losses. Now it's time for the husband to respond back to the wife, because now he has heard how she feels she's been hurt and what she has lost. And so now he is going to write a restitution letter. And in that letter, he is going to explain his understanding of how he hurt her based on what he heard in her letter.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Johnny, that was really just a 30,000-foot flyover.
That's right.
Of this process. There's much more involved in it, but we just wanted to bring awareness of a process that can be helpful if it's done properly.
And in the spirit of awareness, as we have gotten letters from listeners and as we have coached with clients, they don't know about therapeutic disclosures either. So we're figuring that it's probably something that is not widely known at this point, and we're going to do our part to make sure more people know about it, because we certainly see the benefit of it.
Yes, we can certainly see that it would have been beneficial for us. And we want to give those who are listening the best chance to heal their marriage.
This best chance means doing it under professional guidance.
Right.
Because you're not really doing a therapeutic disclosure if you don't have help doing it. You're just doing a disclosure like I did.
Yeah.
And you're just going to hurt people.
Right.
Which, if you're this far in the process, you already want to stop doing that.
Yeah.
And in the spirit of guidance, we love to go to the Word of God for our spiritual guidance as well. So, Emily, we have a word for today, and it is out of 1 John 1, verses 5 through 10 in the NIV. Would you share that with us today?
Yes. So John says, "This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us."
Emily, thank you so much. And here's our hope for today. When we as betrayers unload the burden of our shame and guilt by telling the complete truth, we step into the light. We take what we've been hiding in the darkness and we bring it into the light and let the love of God shine on it and work through it. And then we offer it to God as our sacrifice of worship because He's worthy to receive it. And when we give it all to Him, He gives us back a life that is clean and pure and ready to heal.
Very good. Thank you, Johnny. Would you go ahead and close us out in prayer?
I will. Thank you so much. Father, we are grateful for this time that we had together. Although it was just very brief in our small understanding of what therapeutic disclosures are, we pray, Father, that what was heard here today and what we communicated would rest upon the hearts and resonate in the minds of those who need to use this process to be able to begin their healing. Lord, that you would work in them and through them to understand that using a therapeutic disclosure means that they already want to stay married, that they want to follow your path, and that they are ready to be guided by your Holy Spirit. So, Lord, we ask that you would work in the lives of our listeners and those who choose to use these processes, that you would bring success to them, Lord, that as they lean on you, Father, and as they display true faith in you, that you can work out all these things for good, that you will bring healing, that you will bring intimacy to the marriage. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Johnny. So like we said, we only scratched the surface of the full therapeutic disclosure process today. But if you would like to get some clarity about whether this tool might be helpful for you and your spouse, go ahead and book a call with us at coaching.beyondbrokenvows.com. We can help you through it.
Yes, and if you're looking for additional resources, you can also write us at support.beyondbrokenvows.com. That's support@beyondbrokenvows.com.
So until next time,
marriage is redeemed,
hearts renewed on Beyond Broken Vows podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. And before you go, if this podcast encouraged you and you're feeling some hope for today, please share this show with someone else you know who's going through a similar situation and needs to know they're not alone. One of the best ways you can help us reach more people is to leave us a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss out on upcoming episodes. And as always, we would love to hear from you with questions and comments. Just email us at support@beyondbrokenvows.com. As you walk out this journey one day at a time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May He lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.